This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Take back their future. I'm going to take it back. That's the choice we face. We can either give in to Hillary Clinton's campaign of fear, or we can choose to believe again in America. Very sadly, we lost our way when we stopped believing in our country. America became the world's dominant economy by becoming the world's dominant producer. You know that from right here, right in this plant. The wealth this created was shared broadly, creating the biggest middle class the world has ever known. But then America changed its policy from promoting development in America, in America, to promoting development in other nations. That's what's happening, and that's what's happened. We allowed foreign countries to subsidize their goods, devalue their currencies, violate their agreements, and cheat in every way imaginable. And our politicians did nothing about it. Trillions of our dollars and millions of our jobs flowed overseas as a result. I have visited cities and towns across this country where a third or even half of manufacturing jobs have been wiped out in the last 20 years. Today we import nearly 800 billion more in goods than we export. Can't continue to do that. This is not some natural disaster. It's a political and politician made disaster. Very simple. And it can be.
Well, you know, and Scott, I got to tell you, this should have been a surprise. I mean, we saw this happen, you know, for quite a while. In fact, I remember having a conversation with Governor Mike Huckabee, and I said, when did fair trade become unfair trade? You know, what was the driving force here? Why were we moving jobs and abandoning the middle class? I mean, what did we expect to happen? That all of a sudden they were going to retrain themselves? Hillary Clinton and the liberals were going to come in and just throw a bunch of billions of dollars and retrain people? You know, it didn't seem like there was a plan, any kind of forecasting to say, all right, let's let other people's boats rise here. And, you know, in the interest of cheap labor and, you know, whatever. I mean, there's a lot to be analyzed here. The influence of, I think the pricing of labor in this country. You can question, you know, how maybe unions hindered that, you know, that operation, how they in their own way incentivized business to look elsewhere. I mean, just like it's happening right now, and this isn't the unions, it's more the government now that's incentivizing businesses to look at robotics. I mean, look what's happening. I mean, you go to restaurants today and you start seeing this technology creep that is coming into our culture. And, you know, I think McDonald's, I was reading something the other day where McDonald's is experimenting with having an actual robot, you know, taking your order and, you know, giving you your food. I mean, it's incredible. It's already happening in other countries where, the advancement, you know, or the development of labor is now going into technology and robotics. So we have incentivized all the wrong things. Now, you know, you just wonder, you say, well, is it too late? Can we really recapture this labor force? I mean, the good news is we have the American people who are hardworking people. We're not afraid of, we don't take a month off every year and just to go out into, you know, our summer vacation places. We keep working. You know, it's 24/7. It's just not enough time. You know, we're hardworking people. We want to be productive. And that's what you're hearing, I believe, from Main Street America saying, hey, look, give me a job. Let me go out there and provide for my family and demonstrate my value. And we can make a lot of great things happen here. But we've got to get all these regulations. We got to get these social engineers out of the way. and bring these work jobs back to America and let loose this American productivity that's just waiting to be let loose.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. Just want to remind you, we've got the movie Risen, the DVDs and Blu-ray disc, a plethora that we want to give away, and we'd love to put one in your hands. All you got to do is send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and say, hey, Martinez, put me in a running. I want to be in a hubba. I want to have a shot at that Risen DVD movie. What a great movie that is. And you will enjoy it, you know, your family, your friends, your neighbor. Bring everybody in. I mean, hey, we got, 4th of July coming up. Great time. Get everybody together. Check out the movie. It'll be in your own, your own private owner DVD movie bin. And with our compliments, just make sure you include your address, okay? And so bill@billmartinezlive.com. It's just that simple. Hey, it's easy to win here. Why not? We're going to be talking with Michael Caputo in just a few moments. You might remember that name. Michael was a former Trump advisor. He was the New York State primary campaign director, senior advisor, and director of communications for caucus operations at the 2016 GOP convention. And we're going to talk about about Trump's presidential run and leading up to the GOP convention and some of the contention that's been going on. So, as Donald Trump laid out earlier in that soundbite that you heard in terms of, I believe the clear differences between he and Hillary. And, we have these bookends. One who is a globalist in Hillary Clinton doesn't believe in borders. I mean, most of the progressives and the Democrats just don't believe in borders. And this whole idea of immigration and the problems that we're having at the border is a problem. They make fun of Donald Trump building a wall, saying, hey, look, we can have a wall there and we're going to get Mexico to pay for it because it's to their advantage. And I think there's a missing component there. But let me bring Michael Caputo. He's with us right now. Michael, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate the invitation.
Hey, good to have you here. Michael, we were just talking about immigration, about the wall in Mexico, and one of the components that I believe that the Trump campaign needs to, communicate is that, a wall there in Mexico, can be advantageous for the Mexican government if we incentivize the Mexican government. And this is what's been lost throughout the whole process. Donald Trump, as a businessman, understands that people, it's kind of the age-old business axiom, that people will do that which they get rewarded for. And what's happened is we've lost assets and we've lost leverage because we've rewarded people without, correcting behavior, right?
That's right. And I'll tell you, it's kind of a one-way street with Mexico, as you know. I mean, mm-hmm. They get all the advantages out of this relationship, and we get very few upside elements ourselves. In effect, by having this porous border as well, Mexico with their remittances is subsidizing the economy with American wages. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to be dealt with here. There's a lot to be, a lot that Donald Trump can put on the table. And in reality, all America has to do is assert its sovereignty and really enforce the laws that we have on the books today. And that in alone will reset the relationship and really give Mexico a reason to bargain.
Well, I think we need to give Mexico, you know, as you say, a reason to bargain and give them a discernible benefit. For example, one of the things I've been saying forever, Michael, that we need to do is almost a little bit like the Bracero program that was an operation that I thought worked very effectively years ago. But I think that we need to do now because hey, it's the 21st century and America still wants some, you know, cheap labor. And Mexico says, hey, look, we got cheap labor. Why don't we lease that labor from Mexico? That way it turns their people into an asset. And then guess what? The president of Mexico is going to start looking at that border because he doesn't want his assets to go running, you know, pal-mal, willy-nilly across the border and him not get credit for it. But if he's leasing these employees to businesses here in America, then he has now an incentive to, oh, my goodness, what a novel concept, monitor his side of the border.
That's the truth. And if you talk to anybody in the Farm Bureau or any other farmers' organizations in the United States, they have concerns that they're going to lose that workforce. And I think there are discussions going on between people associated with Trump and people associated with the Farm Bureau and other organizations. And they, you know, that whole idea of the workforce that you're talking about is something that they also consider to be a viable option. The fact of the matter is we're not enforcing our laws. And as Mr. Trump says, if you don't have laws, you really don't have a country. Because as Americans, you know, I've worked overseas for many years of my career. And one of the things that people in emerging markets like Russia, Eastern Europe, what they respect us so much for is our rule of law. And I was always disappointed to tell them that America really doesn't enforce its laws. And Mexico is a perfect example of how we don't.
Well, it's kind of interesting. You know, you hear the left say that our immigration system is broken. At the very root to your point is that we've abandoned the rule of law. We abandoned the laws that we've established and set in motion regarding immigration. And is it any wonder? I mean, it's kind of silly that the very people that have abandoned and promoted, you know, the breaking of the law or the ignoring of our law, they're complaining that the system is broken. Well, what do you expect if you abandon the law? You're going to have now a broken system.
That's right. And immigration is a bullseye, you know, and the Supreme Court just recently, too, on the book, they basically slapped Obama's hands and said, you can't, you know, basically, with a stroke of a pen, you know, break the law by refusing to deport 7 million illegal immigrants by deciding, and now that they've slapped his hand and they're not letting him do it systemically, he said he's not going to enforce the law. Just period, just not going to do it. That about flies in the face of everything our founding fathers had in mind for the rule of law. And just if Donald Trump just tightens up on that, that's a dramatic immigration reform with absolutely no legal changes.
Yeah. Well, Michael, what flies in the face of this whole deal is the fact that you had four justices. The only reason we got this is because it was a 4-4 split, so it went down to the lower ruling. I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, you got four justices that went along with the violation of our Constitution, and they supported the president's action. I mean, to me, that's grounds for impeachment. And, you know, we don't talk about impeaching Supreme Court justices, but maybe we should because this thing is out of whack. When you've got, you know, the final judge and arbitrator of the laws of our country saying, oh, it's okay that the president would violate separation of powers.
It's interesting. You're right. I'll tell you, we've seen a lot of discussion in the kind of conservative blogosphere in the last week about where the real broken part of the system is on the Supreme Court in a lot of ways. And while there is this talk of maybe impeaching judges, it really goes down to, you know, American political movements, American presidents have changed the court by making appointments to it. And that's another reason why these people who are dumb Trump out there trying so hard, some of them even committed to supporting Hillary Clinton instead of the Republican nominee, you can't really take them seriously. Because the core of our problems, as you noted, is in, you know, some pretty bad judges on the Supreme Court, and the only person who can change that is the President of the United States.
Hey, Michael, stay with us. We've got a quick break to take. Michael Caputo is with us, Donald Trump, former New York State primary campaign director. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
You think it's easy being him?
Everything can be fixed if you're willing to pay for it.
So, who's gonna be our super high roller?
Bill Martinez live. Who else?
Truth, why not, huh? Bill Martinez here with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Buffalo native Michael Caputo is with us. He was Donald Trump's former New York State primary campaign director, senior advisor and director of communications for caucus operations at the 2016 GOP convention. Michael, I wanted to give you the opportunity to clear the air as we were talking about off air, about what happened, you know, with the campaign and why you left.
Well, it was a difficult 11-month period working for the Trump campaign. I've been with Trump since, you know, for years, and mm-hmm. I was actually behind trying to recruit him to run for New York governor. When he asked me to do his New York State campaign, we worked really hard. It probably had our biggest win in the state primary. Hopefully you need that as his home state. And,
yes.
Then he asked me to be senior advisor in the campaign headquarters at Trump Tower, where I encountered Corey Lewandowski, the campaign manager. We were like oil and water. And indeed, he considered me part of the Paul Manafort faction, the kind of adult supervision that Donald Trump brought in, directly after Wisconsin, that horrible loss in Wisconsin. Paul Manafort and I have been friends for a lot of years, and there's nobody better at running a campaign, a national campaign, than Paul Manafort. Mm-hmm. So, I became director of communications for the Trump team at the convention. And I had a lot of water under the bridge between me and Corey Lewandowski. And when he was fired, I celebrated it on Twitter by tweeting an image of the Wicked Witch of the West feet sticking out from under the building, under the house, and the Wizard of Oz. It was funny for a moment, but really what I did was very unprofessional and was damaging to Donald Trump, who I consider my friend and someone who I was waking up early every day to help.
Right.
So as a professional campaign person, this is my fourth presidential. I've been in dozens and dozens of campaigns around the world. It's what I do for a living. Mm-hmm. The only thing you can do as a professional is get out of the way immediately. Right. An hour and a half after I sent that tweet, I sent my letter of resignation. And we've parted ways, but I'm a big supporter of Donald Trump. And I really, truly believe that after those decisions he made last week, he's going to get the campaign he truly deserves. Mm-hmm. And I think we've already seen some positive movement since.
Exactly. Well, the liberal media would want to make what's going to be coming up in Cleveland as quite a contentious convention. But, you know, all I hear is small smatterings of us. Give us the perspective here, Michael, that we should hold to regarding, the Cleveland convention.
Just real quick, you know, the Republican convention and all the conventions, they actually began 18 months before the date of the actual contest. And we had, Republican National Committee staff in place for months and months. And now there are hundreds over there working for, putting together a great presentation. And the Republican nominee sometimes comes in and collides a bit with that group. So, what they do is they set up a whole division at the convention that is working on behalf of the candidate. That's called caucus operations. And, you know, in there you have the transportation motor pool division. You have the political operations. You have the delegate operations, you have communications, which I led, and we all were, it's a very interesting team that Mr. Trump has set up, and a lot of people don't know this, but he has a group of military veterans, I'm an Army veteran, mm-hmm. a military veteran, combat veterans, who are running that operation for him. The head of caucus operations at the convention is an Army Ranger named Ryan Price, who is a very experienced political operative. His deputy is David Urban, a Bronze Star awardee from Iraq and an Army officer. Mm-hmm. And I was Army, and my two deputies who are still running the division over there in communications were a Marine and Army, John Elliott and John Wagner. Wagner actually put a resignation letter in at Central Command in Tampa to come up and do this stuff.
Wow.
And the veterans in caucus operations goes on and on and on, combat and otherwise. And what we've been doing is preparing for war, basically. We didn't know that anything would happen coming from the disgruntled Republicans who lost so badly in the primary, but mm-hmm. we were always going to be ready for it.
Exactly.
And now that Donald Trump had a couple of bad weeks, the same people who always opposed him, the same people who were always conniving behind his back, are popping their ugly heads up again, talking about snatching the nomination away from him by changing the rules of the Republican National Convention. But, you know, this caucus operation, this team of experienced veterans, all of them, by the way, as experienced in politics as they are in the military, they've got this thing under control. And Paul Manafort, being the master of this thing, is enlisting an army of 150 political specialists who are coming in as volunteers to run floor operations at the convention. They're locking this thing down. But I'll tell you what, just from what I saw at the convention while I was there, I was there for a month before I resigned. I can tell you that something is up, and I think Ted Cruz is behind it. And they're going to start playing games committee week, which is the week before the convention when they can change the rules. And we'll even see something on the floor. But the problem that this rump group of disgruntled Republicans is going to experience is they better bring an army, because they're going to face one.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the people, how many people or representatives does Trump have on this committee to control the rules of the convention versus these other candidates?
Well, the disgruntled Republican group, they don't have even 20% of the votes they need to make rule changes. Mm-hmm. What they're counting on is having a convincing operation on the ground. And if you know Ted Cruz, you know he surrounds himself with a team of extremely bright attorneys,
mm-hmm.
extremely bright people who can be very persuasive. And he was very successful in the primary and caucus states because of that team. That team is now going to be in place at the convention. So they're hoping to change some minds at in the Rules Committee, hoping to change some minds on the Credentials Committee, and try to make trouble for Donald Trump. And, you know, they're probably going to change some minds. But we have Paul Manafort there and his team equally convincing. It's going to be a battle for the ages, I think. I'm kind of regretting I'm not going to be there on staff. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to be there right next to him. There's no way I'm missing this thing. I'm just not going to be wearing a badge.
Exactly. How good is Manafort? I've heard a lot of great things about him. How good is he, really?
I've known Paul Manafort since I was a kid. He was way, way, way above my pay grade in those days in the 80s. But he was someone I drove around as a driver once in a while, someone who I worked with on campaigns through my lifetime, and here in the States and overseas. He's the kind of guy, I'm 54, you know. Mm-hmm. When I was in my 20s, I thought he hung the moon. You know, that was in the era of Jack Kemp, you know, and all this incredible ideas mm-hmm. bouncing around. And Paul Manafort was in charge of selling those ideas and getting people elected, and yet was also helping companies work in Washington. I just was in awe of him all those years. I don't think, after all of his experience, there is anyone more qualified to run this operation, the very unique Donald Trump campaign, than Paul Manafort. I can't think of one name. And there's a lot of reasons for that, not just because he's got the experience necessary to elect an American president, but also because he's got the demeanor necessary to interact with Donald Trump. I know
exactly.
Donald Trump a bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a very strong personality, and he's right. Certainly most of the time he's right when he sits in discussions. But you see, what he does. He actually listens to a group of people around him, like any presidential candidate, any president would, and then takes his own counsel. And it's very interesting how Paul Manafort interacts with Donald Trump. He's the only person on the campaign, maybe even the only person in the building, who calls him Donald. They have a very a peer-level relationship. I think that the interaction between them is very healthy. Now, all Manafort has to do, he's been there now, don't forget, about 9 weeks. Mm-hmm. He should have been able to do this 9 weeks ago because of Corey Lewandowski, the former campaign manager. He couldn't make the moves he needed to fix this, to right this ship, and drive on towards victory. But now he's got a free hand. He's standing up systems. He's hiring people. You're going to see more and more in the media every day. And I think, like I said before, I think he's going to give Donald Trump the campaign he deserves. And with Paul Manafort at the helm, you're going to see more and more good weeks stacking on top of more and more good weeks. You're going to see a successful convention, which Manafort is in complete control of. And the general election is going to be the biggest challenge Hillary Clinton has ever faced in her life.
Well, it's definitely exciting time. And I think to your point, Michael, this is one thing that I saw earlier and sensed earlier was that Donald Trump has a lot of respect for Paul Manafort. And now we're starting to see that Manafort expression come out in this campaign. Donald Trump has had a good couple of weeks, and hopefully he can keep the ball rolling. Michael Caputo has been our guest, former New York State director and senior advisor for the Trump campaign. Michael, thank you so much for being with us.
This report is brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. New Jersey just got healthier. Hackensack University Health Network and Meridian Health have joined together to change how care is delivered. Robert C. Garrett, co-CEO.
We intend to make our coming together more meaningful and groundbreaking as we anticipate Hackensack Meridian Health will transform healthcare delivery and serve as a national example. Our leadership is committed to implementing innovative models of care, advancing education and research, and thoroughly reimagining healthcare delivery to thrive in this new world.
John K. Lloyd, co-CEO.
Our commitment includes our network of physician practices, home care, rehab facilities, fitness and wellness centers, post-acute care facilities, and much more. This is truly the most comprehensive integrated network in New Jersey and one of the top in the country.
For more information, visit HackensackMeridianHealth.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn
hey, coming
it up.
Coming at you fresh every day, 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. John Zemerick is with us right now, the senior editor of The Stream. You can go to stream.org for all the details. He's been the press secretary for pro-life Louisiana Governor Mike Foster, a reporter and editor at Success Magazine and Investors Business Daily, among other publications. Also the author or co-author of 6 books, including the recent Race to Save Our Century. John Zemerick, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for coming on. Your book, The Race to Save Our Century, is probably a book that could have been well read overseas with the British for all that they went through. At least 52% said, "Hey, look, we got to save this country and save the rest of our lives here for the next generation."
Oh, I think that the British leaving the European Union is the single best piece of political news since the fall of the Berlin Wall. The European Union is a sinister oligarchical conspiracy on the part of political insiders. For Americans, imagine the Supreme Court ran the entire country. That's what the European Union is like. All decisions are made in secret by appointed bureaucrats who can't be fired. One committee. Then it goes to another committee of appointed bureaucrats who approve the laws, and then it goes to a rubber-stamp EU parliament for which almost no one in Europe bothers to vote. It is just a ludicrous sham that is destroying the sovereignty of dozens of countries. And just this week, the European Union ordered Poland to legalize abortion.
Yeah,
despite
really.
The massive support of the people in one direction, the European Union, these appointed bureaucrats, just said, no, you're going to have to change your laws. Sounds exactly like what the Supreme Court just did to the state of Texas.
Yeah, why would we be surprised? I mean, part of the foundational element of the European Union is they're a-religious.
So there's no religious consideration whatsoever. So, hey, look, it, we'll just kill babies. Why not?
Yeah, now the U.S. Supreme Court is pretending that our Constitution was written the same way. That's, of course, not true. That's why it's so important that we not let Hillary Clinton appoint the next two or three justices to the court who will be making rulings like this for our children and grandchildren. Remember, when Ronald Reagan appointed Antonin Scalia in his first term, and he just passed away. So it'll be 30 or 40 years, and we'll still be dealing with the backwash and hangover of the Hillary Clinton court.
John, what do you make of this ruling by the court, though it came out on our side only because it had to be deferred to the lower court ruling on this immigration issue and the president's overstep and abuse of separation of powers? I mean, the fact that you even had four judges agreeing with the president, which was in direct violation of the U.S. Constitution, I find to be quite incomprehensible.
Well, it's part of a disturbing trend, and frankly, as I'm a Republican, but the Republicans were part of this in inflating executive power under George W. Bush. Mm-hmm. And what we need to see is don't give a friendly president like Bush any power you don't want an unfriendly president to have down the road.
Good point.
And we need to pare back the executive authority. Congress needs to stop being a rubber stamp. I mean, it's been scandalous the way Paul Ryan has rolled over like a trained dog to cooperate with Obama and not use the power of the purse in withholding funding for things like this executive amnesty. The whole idea that shutting down the government is somehow an irresponsible act. The House is supposed to shut down the government whenever it thinks the president is overreaching his authority. That's how our founders wrote the Constitution. And the Republicans have been just so desperately timid to use this power in the House that they campaigned on. They campaigned saying,
yes, exactly,
and we will stop Obama. And then when Ted Cruz, God bless him, tried to actually do it, they turned on him to the point that they preferred Donald Trump get the nomination.
Yeah. It is amazing, no doubt about it, the hypocrisy. But, you know, the Republicans have been trained by the mainstream media. They've been able, because the Republicans have been weak in presenting why they need to shut down the government, and they've allowed the mainstream media to have their way and really, when you think about it, form policy.
Right. Right. I mean, if the president should take the lead on foreign policy, but even there, it's appropriate that the Congress step in and restrain the president. And I think they did a good job, to their credit, on Syria. They told Obama they did not want U.S. troops going to Syria and installing a Muslim totalitarian regime that would persecute the Christians. That would be even worse than the Assad regime that's there now. And that's the one success story we can point to for the Republican Congress.
And, of course, we still have persecution of Christians, and we've got Muslims coming into this country, migrants, refugees coming here, not being vetted. Our intelligence people say there's no way we can vet all these people. And meanwhile, the president, Hillary Clinton, agrees that, hey, we need more, not less people. And God forbid that reason would prevail. And Donald Trump say, look, can we just hit a pause button here? Can we just call a timeout for a moment and get our brains and get a better handle of the situation? Oh, no, let's not consider that, because now we're homophobic. I mean, or I'm sorry, homophobic. Forgive me. We're Islamophobic.
It's the Muslims who are homophobic.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
I mean, we have to remember Islam, Orthodox Islam, as interpreted by its official authorities in Saudi Arabia, in Pakistan, and in Egypt, contains in it a political ideology called Sharia. That is Orthodox Islam. That is essential to Islam, the way the sacraments are to Roman Catholicism, or the Bible is to all Christianity.
Exactly.
To say that Sharia is a hijacking of Islam is like saying that the sacraments are a hijacking of Catholicism. It's nonsense, and everybody knows better. The Saudi Arabia, which is the Muslim Vatican, has the death penalty for homosexuality, the death penalty for adultery, and most importantly, for leaving Islam. Letting people into this country who adhere to Orthodox Islam is the equivalent of letting in members of the Soviet Communist Party back in the 50s. We actually passed laws, the McCarran Act, that forbade members of Communist parties from entering the United States. We could do the same thing for Muslims today. foreign residents are not subject to the U.S. Constitution. They don't benefit from the First, Second, 14th, or 19th Amendment. They can't vote in our elections. They have no right, presumptively, to enter our country. It's entirely up to us who we let in.
Exactly.
And we pass every constitutional test. There is no reason to be letting faithful Orthodox Muslims who believe in Sharia into our country ever again.
Especially when we see around the world what happens when, you know, there's no borders. They cross, thank you very much, EU. You know, there's no passport. They just come in and they take over countries the way they've been doing. And there's no assimilation. You know, it's just, hey, we're going to set up our own conclaves. I mean, it's happening here in the United States.
The West is doing to Islam what the Native Americans did with the European settlers. Mm-hmm. Letting them move in and take over. So if you want to end up on a reservation running bingo, maybe someday there will be Christian casinos that they'll let us run on our little reservations in places like Colorado and New York.
Exactly. Well, John, you know, you talk about, you know, you'd made mention of, the Muslims, you know, coming in and taking over. I mean, we've got to see this threat for what it is. You know, Sebastian Gorka says the big problem that we have on this war in terrorism is we have a president that won't even admit who the enemy is.
That's right. We have to pretend that they're Boy Scouts gone bad or angry Mennonites. We're not allowed to admit that they are following fundamental precept of Islam, which is to wage jihad.
Well,
every
quite
Muslim male is committed to that.
Yeah, quite in contrast, speaking of Orlando, what happened is you have Christians, you have people of all shape and colors mourning what happened in Orlando. To your point, in Saudi Arabia, what do you think they're doing over what happened in Orlando?
Well, that's right. They're executing more homosexuals according to the law, according to Sharia law.
Well, here it is. John Zamarek. Dr. John has been with us, senior editor of The Stream. Go to stream.org for more information. Author and co-author of 6 books, including the recent The Race to Save Our Century. John Zamarek. I'm Bill Martinez live. John, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez at 19 before the top of the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. With Independence Day around the corner, plan a party in full style but not full price. Here are tips to host a festive get-together on budget.
We love hosting our friends on the 4th, but it gets so hot in the South. To keep beverages cool in the heat, we freeze colorful water balloons and stick them in a tub or a cooler. The balloons don't melt as fast as regular ice, and they look great too.
We get some of our party supplies, including beverages and lawn games, at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back on those purchases. We can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on everything else. The cash back we earn adds up to more party fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Online at BillMartinezLive.com.
I'll tell you, it's been a day of heavy conversation. A lot of things happening in our world. In Turkey, of course, with the bombing and the news there, what's happening in terms of the ongoing contention for this 2016 election season that we're in. It's time to take a break, okay? You ready for a break? Let's talk peanuts, all right? And I'm talking, you know, the good peanuts here. Charles Schulz, beloved Peanuts characters. They're back to explore U.S. history in a brand new series, Peanuts Great American Adventure, written by the original Lucy Girl herself, voice actor Tracy Stratford. Three new books are designed to teach children about American history in a fun, kid-friendly way. Tracy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, thank you very much. And hey. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. Congratulations on the book. I love history, and I love that you are going after something that is quite deficient in our educational system, and that is young people just aren't learning about history. And what you've done with your books, I think, is just going to make a great impact, because when we look at the shocking statistics of 12% of 12th graders are proficient in history on the National Assessment of Educational Progress, just 35% of 4th graders can correctly state the purpose of the Declaration of Independence. Only 2% of 12th graders can correctly identify which issue Brown versus Board addressed. I mean, is it any wonder that this next generation could likely repeat the bad part of history that we've already gone through when it's not necessary?
Yeah, I certainly hope that does not happen. And so that's one of the reasons that I wrote these books. And in particular, because I was an actor, and I also directed for many years at one of my former schools, and as a librarian, I really have come to believe that especially with history, with things that are really important, you need to find an emotional hook. And it's not, the way you get there is by going a little bit more in depth or getting more relatable. Mm-hmm. Because if we relate to something, or we can relate to an event, or we can relate to another person on a deeper emotional level, we have a greater understanding as human beings. And the Charlie Brown characters are perfect for this because, especially for little kids, because the characters themselves are the ones that solve all the problems. They come to grips with the issue, they figure their way through it, and they come out better on the other end. And if you recall, all the adults, all you ever hear is the trombone, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, so, we can hear that trombone again in this political season, no doubt. I mean, Charles Schulz was an absolute genius, and the legacy of what he gave America by way of Charlie Brown and the staff and Lucy and the whole gang is really quite a blessing. And for you to, you know, to bring it back and to tie it into history, I mean, this is a perfect marriage, Tracy.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It completely is. It completely is. And even in Hooray for Liberty, you know, Lucy is always, so I read an interview with Charles Schulz one time, and they were talking about Lucy, and he said she was semi-based on his oldest daughter, whom he called Persnickety, as opposed to Bossy. But, you know, Lucy does have her own worldview, and she wants everyone to follow her worldview.
Yeah, and you can have a worldview as long as it agrees with mine. It's okay, right?
Correct. Correct. And that's kind of what happens in Hooray for Liberty. She comes up with the great idea to build a clubhouse, and the kids all go along with it. And then when the kids leave to go to lunch, she goes from being the supervisor of the build to queen of the clubhouse. And the kids all, when they come back, they say, hey, wait a minute. This isn't right. And Linus likens it to the colonists revolting at the King of England, declaring many, many, many taxes being put on the colonists and not giving them a voice.
Exactly.
So the kids come up with their own Declaration of Independence from Lucy. And in the meantime, while they're doing that, Lucy actually comes to the realization also that being queen of a clubhouse that nobody wants to come to is not very fun at all. And so when the kids come back and present her with the Declaration of Independence from Lucy and her fiefdom, they all come to terms and say, you know, you're right, this is for all. So,
yeah, I mean, yeah, leaders have to have followers. I mean, it's no good to be a leader if you don't have anybody behind you in the parade, right?
That's true. It's no fun.
Exactly. And, you know, and this is such a, it's a sweet story. And again, it typical in Charles Schulz form, that you get a conflict, you get a moral solution here, that's very effective. Now, let me ask you, Tracy, you know, your approach is to teach children history through stories. Why is this proving to be so effective?
No, because as I was saying earlier, if you just give me, as a learner or as a child, you give me a bunch of facts and figures and statistics, I can hear them, I can understand them, I can probably make sense of them, but they don't really mean much to me. But if you tell me the story as to why these came into being, these facts and figures or this particular date or this particular war, and you give me all of the background information, then I kind of get it on an emotional connect. Or you give me one person that stood out and made a decision or made a tough choice or had a struggle or even died while he was trying to pursue something. Then I, as a learner, I understand a little bit more, and I have more of a connection.
Exactly.
So I think it's honestly about creating a deeper connection rather than just giving facts and figures and data.
How about relating to the people you're trying to educate? Why not that, huh? You know, and Tracy, let me ask you, you know, the education system today, why is history so anemic in the system? What happened?
You know, I think that's a million-dollar question, and every year school districts and schools try to reinvent how they are teaching it. But I, you know, in all honesty, I think the majority of learning is intrinsic. So I can tell you all of this fabulous information, and if it has no meaning to you, you're not going to do anything with that information, and you're likely going to forget it shortly.
Exactly.
But I think one of the great things that we're attempting to do as we continue on our reevaluation and implementation cycle, one of the great things that's coming down the pike in education is more along the lines of student engagement and students kind of taking an inquiry or a problem and being in charge of solving that themselves. Mm-hmm. And it can be a huge question. It can be a small question. But kids are doing all of the research. They're doing all of the learning. If it's interdisciplinary, they have to go to multiple sources, multiple teachers. Mm-hmm. I just think we've tried to stuff down one kind of way of learning. And I don't think all people learn in the same way.
Yeah. And this is part of the challenge with Common Core being mandated from the top down. I think we need to take advantage of the laboratories that we have in the various states and the various educational systems if we free them up and allow them to exercise their creativity and brilliance. In your books, we've got Hooray for Liberty, Charlie Brown, which you mentioned. It's a new world, Charlie Brown, and then Westward Ho, Charlie Brown, all teaching, you know, some interesting aspects of American history, which is invaluable for these young kids, I believe. And Lucy, as we wrap things up here, you know, I want to obviously, you know, hear a little bit about your experience as being the voice of Lucy. How did this happen?
Well, actually, I was a child actress, so I did a lot of work as a kid. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing actually started with a documentary. Lee Mendelson, who is a producer, was with Charles Schulz, and he wanted to do a documentary about Charles Schulz. And while they were filming that documentary, another one of the producers that Mendelson worked closely with was Bill Melendez.
About 10 seconds. We got 10 seconds here.
Okay. Bill, being an animator, animated, and then we voiced that documentary. That never aired, but it was the catalyst for a Charlie Brown book.
And Lucy was born just like that. Tracy Stratford, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book. And thank you for your pursuit of history for our young kids and our educational system.
Fluoride and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson.